Blog Talk Radio.
With singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I have read Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That's Psalms 103. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, creator of all things, I thank you for not allowing natural or chemical disasters to befall us in Detroit, Michigan, or in the United States. But there have been natural disasters in other parts of the United States, Father God. But thank you for protecting us in Detroit. Thank you for this gorgeous weather that we're having. And especially today, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day outside. I also thank you for our good health, sane minds, wealth, knowledge, and all the goodness that you have for us sheep in your pasture. Ending this prayer with the sayings of a 4 or 5 year old last week in church. God, keep the devil away from us. Bless your name, God. Amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Of course, you know, to have your New King James Version of the Bible with you, your pen or pencil and paper, and a cool glass of water. You know that water is good for you. And we will be reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 8. I know that last week I left off in maybe chapter 8, verse 8, I'm not sure, but I intend to read the entire chapter 8 of Daniel, if it's God's will. But let me just remind you of what I have been reminding myself of. And what I want you to do, sheep, is turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Let's see. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, where it reads, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." Remission means forgiveness of sin. Now, it upsets me, or I just totally disagree with someone who says that we don't have to go by the rules of the Old Testament. And I think, as the young lady at the beauty shop said one day, that's a lie from the pit of hell. I am in agreement. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Let me just go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, where this is what Jesus says. He says, "Do not think I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of God." But I just want you to know, sheep, even me, you question me. If someone, and I encourage you to get into a church, go to church if you're not going, and attend Sunday school. I love attending Sunday school, but now I go to church on the Sabbath. I am a Seventh-day Adventist. What you do, even you question me, if there's something in the Bible that you don't understand, or if you listen to this program and you say that I said it's not correct, you question that teacher. Your life is at stake. Satan wants your soul, and you know where Satan is going. And I'll tell you again, he's going to burn in fire of brimstone. And brimstone smell like sulfur. Sulfur smells like a rotten egg forever and ever. So I think you're going to be having a sense of smell. You might have a sense of feel, too. I don't know. At any rate, what I want you to understand is if anybody tells you that you are not to obey the laws of the Old Testament, get away. You ask them to show you in the Bible where it says you're not to obey the laws of the Old Testament. I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and I want you to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And Jesus did not say that. Although, another thing I want you to know is that in the Guinness Book of World Records of 1985, it tells you that the letters J and V were not around until, 630 or after that. So King James wrote this book, the Bible, in 611. That's when he commissioned it. So this, the name Jesus, I will go with, along with the name Jesus until I know what it, his real name is. I've heard Yahweh, and Yahweh ben Yahweh. Once I find out what it really is, and I may never find out, I will let you sheep know. And I tell you this because this is not a game to me. I'm doing the will of my Father. At first, I didn't believe that he wanted me to feed his sheep, but it would not leave me, you know, just stay with me, that dream that I had. And so one day I said to God in prayer, I said, if you really meant for me to feed your sheep, then you got to make it plain to me, because I am a sheep. And you know what a sheep is? If you don't, let me just remind you. A sheep is a person who is easily influenced or led. It's a humble and submissive person, you know. So I've been like that, easily influenced. So about 7 or 8 years later, and this is a true testimony, I had another dream. It says, minister unto the people. I said, what? I woke up out of that dream. I didn't want to, no. I didn't want to do this. And so I stayed up and watched the movie. And I went back to bed after the movie had gone off. I went right back into that dream where it says, minister unto the people. Fear not, I am with you. So I take what I do here very serious. You can laugh at me, talk about me, whatever, it's okay. But our mission, my mission is to be obedient to God and to feed his sheep. So let's get to reading in the book of Daniel chapter 8. And what we want to do is to find out who is the abomination of desolation is. And I think that was in Matthew. Let me turn to Matthew right quick to see where I saw that. That was in Matthew chapter 24, verse 25. Let me read this right quick. Now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Let me read this so that we can remember what we're reading while we're reading Daniel. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads that, let him understand. So we want to know, once we hear of the abomination of desolation in the church, then we know that the time is at hand. The time is near. As a matter of fact, I believe that we are in the beginnings of the end time. And this is what Daniel is prophesying in his dream. It says, I'm reading Matthew 24 and 7. It says, for all nations will rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine. And you know, in the United States, there's drought this year. Pestilences, that's diseases, all kinds of diseases, you know. And what you have now, West Nile virus going on, and then there's going to be earthquakes, and there was one this past week in various places. So I think that as in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8 says, all these are the beginnings of sorrow. And I really believe that we are in the beginning of sorrow. Now, since my time is going away quickly, let's get to reading. Turn your books to Daniel chapter 8, and I'll start reading from verse 1. And I pray to my Father God in heaven that he will allow me to read all of this in the next few, the next 12 minutes or less. Chapter 8, Daniel. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw in the vision, and it so happened while I was looking that I was in Shushan, the citadel. And you go, of course, a citadel is like a fort or a castle that's on a high hill overlooking the city, which is in the province of Elam. Now, Elam, that's the place that was in Iran. And this Bible was written by a European, translated from Greek and Hebrew, and it talks about the people. It's written by people of color. So let's finish verse 2. Elam, I saw in a vision that I was by the river Ulai. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there standing beside the river was a ram, remember this, which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher one came up last. I saw the ram charging or pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no beast, and reading Daniel chapter 7, verse 17, beasts are kings. So no beast could withstand him. So no king could withstand this ram, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, suddenly a male goat, remember that, came from the west across the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between its eyes. He then came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing by the river, and ran at him with furious power. He ran at him with violent, furiousness, violent and raging. He ran at him with violent power, and I saw him confronting. That means he got face to face to the ram. He moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram to withstand him, but he cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand. Now remember, the ram had did this to other people, so it's like that old saying, what you do will come back on you. What you do to others will come back to you. Let's pick up reading verse 8. Therefore, the male goat grew very great, but when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in its place, four notable ones came up towards the four winds of heaven, and out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great towards the south, towards the east, and towards the glorious land. I do not know where the glorious land is, sheep. Perhaps one day I'll find out and let you know. Verse 10, and it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the hosts and some of the stars to the ground and trampled them. You know, trample means to beat down with your feet, to crush or destroy. Verse 11, he even exalted himself as high as the prince of hosts, and by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Because of transgression, transgression is another word for rebellion, an army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices, and and to cast truth down to the ground. Wow. And this reminds me, truth has been cast down to the ground. Like maybe in the, when King James was doing writing, had his translators to transcribe this book. You know, the truth was not, some of it was not told. Like he gave the name for Jesus, a J. When the J had not been invented, he did not translate the real name for Jesus. Let's pick up at verse 13. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to that certain one who was speaking, how long will this vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression desolation. The giving of both the sanctuary, that's the church, and the host to be trampled underfoot. And he said to me, for 2,300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed. Now, it happened when Daniel, had seen the vision and was seeking the meaning, that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of man, and I heard the man's voice between the banks of Uli, who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid of him and fell on my face. But he said to me, understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end. And that, as I had said, I think that we are in the beginning of the times of the end. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep with my face to the ground. But he touched me and stood me upright. And he said, look, I am making known to you what shall happen in latter times of the indignation. Indignation means something that's wrongful or unjust. It is the way I feel of what's going on in the city of Detroit right now. There's an indignation where they're trying to take over our beloved Belle Isle, as well as have a financial stability person. And I think that's all wrong, but that's just my opinion. Let me continue reading because I have 6 minutes left. Verse 20, the ram which you saw having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia. That's Iraq and Iran. And the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king, and for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall arise up out of that nation, but not with its own power. And in the latter times of the kingdom, when the transgressor have reached their fullness, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise. And this is who I think is the abomination of desolation. But we'll keep reading the other chapters. Remember chapter 8, verse 23. A king shall arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister, that's harmful, schemes. And a scheme is something that's wrong or illegal. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Well, whose power? I don't know that yet. He shall destroy fiercely and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy ones. Whoa. Through his cunning, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart. He shall be destroyed. Wait a minute. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human hand. And I tried to understand that. And what popped in my mind was, when I read that a few days ago, without human hand, I said, how is that God? And it popped in my mind through drought, through earthquake, through fire. Look at what's happening on the East Coast. There are fires in 11 states and floods on the East Coast. So that's without human hands. In the vision, let's pick a reading, verse 26. And the vision of the evening and morning, which was told, is true. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterwards, I rose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one could understand it. Let's have a word of prayer. Or before we have a word of prayer, I want you to get the book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eady. He is a great doctor out of DMC. That's Detroit Medical Center. And I want you to go to Amazon.com to get my book, my e-book called The Broken Plant. As I told you last week, I want to go to Jerusalem. And I would like to go this year. And I checked with Amazon.com. No one has purchased my book at all. Listen, sheep, I want you who have Facebook, Twitter, I want you to Twitter my program to your friends. Let them listen, and perhaps they will go and purchase my e-book. More importantly, start listening to my program as often as possible. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for all the things that you do for us, for your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. Remember, sheep, take God along with you wherever you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time.
Come on.